Thai PBS World Podcast. Between Work by Thai PBS World. If you are a non-Thai person who is trying to navigate work and life in Thailand, we're here for you. Hello and welcome to Between Work by Thai PBS World, where we discuss work, life and inspirations for your daily grind. Now, this is our fifth episode now, and with me on the show, as usual, are our two Thai PBS World Journalist Fellow of 2025. We have John Marwin Ilau from Philstar.com. Hi, John.
Hi, here I am again. Oh my God, I'm so excited for today's episode.
Yeah, and we have Mohammed Hasik Saeed from RTM.
Yes. Hello. Hi. Hi, Claire. Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
And you guys, this week we have a special guest. We have Maze, who is our intern from Stanford University, and she'll be with us for 3 months at Thai PBS World. So welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today.
Maze is a bit shy.
Welcome to the podcast, Maze.
Don't be nervous. This is Maze's first
podcast, first week. And everything is first for me.
Your first week at Thai PBS World as well.
First time, yeah.
How are you enjoying it? Enjoying.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
it. She went with us the other day when we go filming. To shoot, yeah.
And you enjoyed it?
I really enjoy it.
Are you tired?
First week. I know, although we call this program Between Work, we always discuss things about work. It's like friends sitting in a cafe, and what do we talk about really? Life, work, and the rest of it. So in this episode, we are going to discuss a topic that is, I think, central to our career development in a way. And that is the art of giving and handling feedback. And in your case, Maze, it will be handling feedback from your professors at university.
Actually, I feel like my professional, they're all very kind, very nice. So like the way they give me feedback is really soft. And then they just give me the good compliment first and then not too sharp the comments. So I feel like, okay.
I think that's the key to a successful feedback.
Yeah.
Make sure it's constructive and you're not attacking the person. Talking to. But anyway, let's talk case examples. Who do we start with? Who wants to go first?
I think I go first. Case example. I think because there's two part in feedback. When you're the one giving feedbacks or you're on the receiving end. So either position is kind of different in a way. In handling feedback that you receive from your boss, especially as a journalist, we have to pass an article or a script, and most of the time we won't appreciate what our boss or what our editor is commenting about our work. So what do we do if the feedback is I don't agree with the feedback? First, I look into why did she say this, or did it. If she have a point in giving this feedback. So if she really is correct in giving me this feedback, I basically correct it and pass another work that is gonna be approved by her. But if I think it's not, it's there's no point in giving me that comment. I think that's the time I'm going to raise it to like a higher up or something to resolve the issue.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to that point yet. It's all okay, I think.
Yeah, John, I don't think anyone wants to mess with you, man.
What about you?
Criticism, feedback. So I remember when I did my first stand-upper, I think it was, I was abroad, I think. It was in Dhaka. My cameraman, he was a very, very passionate man, I would say, because it took me around 10 to 14 takes to get the proper stand-upper, you know, part. So, but he's very like, it's okay. We try again. Yeah. And then it dawns on me he did all this, you know, like being supportive of me and all. And I was like, I need to do this right for him. Right. So I was like, it's on my part now, so I have to do this right. So, I managed to get it I think at the 14th try, I guess. Yeah. So, but he's okay. He's okay. He's very okay. He's very chill kind of guy. Although he's quite a veteran cameraman. So, yeah, I guess it's, we always like blur the lines between trying to build someone and trying to destroy someone, right? Mm-hmm. When like giving feedback and criticism. But you just have to find the right way to approach it. Like, if you go too harsh, you will destroy them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
If you go too soft, you might, you know, like
cuddle them.
Yeah, 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 right. But you just have to be just enough, the amount.
That is a good point. Because mm-hmm. like in the media industry, especially creative media industry, the directors tend to be very fierce.
Yeah,
yes.
In their feedback, yes. In their comments, and sometimes they don't mean it personal or anything. Mm. It's just like their way of talking.
Yes.
And yeah, that could sometimes destroy a person. What about you, Maze? Have you received any feedback? Like you've mentioned that your professors are very kind, and I'm sure they're trained for that.
Mm. Yeah.
At university.
Yes, yeah. Because like, and also they are from communication major. So like they are very good at
at wording their sentences, yeah. Right?
Yeah. By the way, can you tell us your major? What are you studying? It's a long course.
My major is communication art, but the full name is creative media production and entertainment. So the main thing I do there is like we produce some movie or short film or like the reality show, game show, like postcard like this too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically entertaining themselves.
Yeah. As long as they have fun though. Why not, right?
The name sounds very interesting, right?
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Like production, entertainment.
So you basically do everything in entertainment industry. Like
yeah,
stage production.
We learn everything.
Being in front of the camera.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, for me, let's talk about the receiving end, because I'm a unique case where I'm now at the receiving end from higher management in terms of feedback, yeah. As well as in the position where I have to give feedback constantly to my staff. So the receiving end. Let's talk about my latest feedback. When I was being promoted from editor to the director of Thai PBS World, I got feedback. And I got this funny comments where I'm a very, very funny person, of fun and lively person. But
yeah, bubbly.
Yeah, but I tend to be too bubbly sometimes. So it was the comment like, sometimes I can be a bit too playful with the staff. Yeah, and like talking too much is sometimes not helpful in your job. Because when you're the boss, you have to make sure the things that you talk to the team members were constructive and useful. So I have to grow up being a more mature
That's
boss.
That's their feedback.
They didn't say the word mature, but like I was a bit playful.
Oh.
But there were positive feedbacks more than negative ones. Things like being very happy to collaborate and work with people because I like people. I like to have many friends. So that's a plus. So that's my recent feedback.
But it's hard, right, to become a boss and be friends with everyone.
It is, yeah. It is. But there has to be like boundaries, I guess.
Like you have to balance it and to be playful, but communicate the urgent need.
Yeah, you kind of have to be accessible because our team is quite young in terms of age group. And like being accessible is the key so that your staff don't feel nervous coming up to talk to you or ask you questions about the work that they have. But at the same time, when you giving instructions, you have to make sure that it's clear as well as be a bit formal.
That's why many people go to your office. Like I counted like 6 people a day or something.
Yeah, because you see my office door all the time, and the door's always, most of the time, is open.
Yeah,
and people would come in and say hi, and then chat, and all sorts of problems land on my desk. But yeah, it's fun.
I have a question. What's the hardest point of giving a feedback? Like, how do you communicate it?
Yeah. Sometimes it's awkward. like awkward things that you have to talk about, like say somebody did something that's not supposed to have been done with work. Just make sure like that the feedback is professional, and I think you have to be supportive of the team members. Like make sure it's a supportive feedback, constructive, instead of, because there are two types of feedback, mainly the job performance feedback and the work behavior. I think the work behavior one is tricky. Job performance is quite straightforward.
Because you have the data. So, but if it's work behavior, you have to justify it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, that's a tricky one, I think.
Because it's your from your personal point of view on how they behave.
Yeah, but I have a trick though. Like, with behavior feedback, I make sure it's focused on the future and the organizational goals. So that there's a basis for it. So if the action doesn't really justify what we're aiming for as a team, then there is a basis for proper criticism rather than attacking the person's behavior. Because, you know, when people feel attacked, they tend to be more resistant to to the things that you say.
So are we...
And, like, make sure that you are giving them opportunities, like, being supportive.
Are we behaving nicely?
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
Our the model fellows.
Yeah. John is going to stay here.
Don't forget to give me your resume.
I'm updating on Canva.
What about you? Are there expectations, like, for as a student, when you get criticism or feedback from your professors, what kind of things do you expect? And I'm going to come to you in a bit as well, John and Haseek, about your expectations in terms of feedback, because that would be useful for the boss to know as well.
Actually, I used to have the bad comment from my teacher when I went high school and primary school. Yeah, when I was like little.
What did you say? if you can share.
Yeah, I can share. Like, they were so straightforward. They said, like, why are you so stupid?
Like, But in Malaysia?
No, not in Vietnam.
No, because she studied in Malaysia for 3 years.
Yeah, so. Studied in Malaysia for high school, but I took 1 year in Vietnam.
Your teacher called you stupid. Actually, you punch her in the face.
I was little, and like, I think that's the Vietnamese culture too, that we have to like be respectful to the older people. So like, our teacher, they're like
very
old fashioned, and
abusing
they said like straight.
Wow.
And not only just like stupid, like they use like very like hard word, like you stupid, like calm or something.
Ooh,
like dog.
Oh, that's harsh. Yeah, that's like, too harsh, man.
It's not nice.
That's too harsh.
Does she know that it's not nice, or is she too old to understand? Sorry, I'm not criticizing old people.
Not only she, like also he. Yeah. It's like my math teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, I still remember.
Oh, gosh.
And like,
and
sometimes.
How did you handle it as a high school student?
I think like they all think that's normal for student and teacher. Yeah. Like, it's not only him saying that, like mostly teacher, they have the same style, and the student, they're like, oh, I'm so sick with that. Like, I'm okay with that, because like, I hear that like 100 times.
Also, you don't really care.
It hurt me a bit, but because he say that like, to me, like in front of the everyone in class.
Oh, that's a bad teacher.
Yeah, it's so a bit embarrassing, but I mean, we have to get used to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
When I was like 14, 15.
That's
young.
Yeah.
Young.
And how, so you sort of understood that it was the culture.
Yeah.
Because feedback can be varied.
According
to different cultures as well. In Thailand, there are people who are still like that as well. I think like Asian parents or Asian teachers or bosses, they tend to be very
bossy.
Aggressive.
I don't know what's the word.
I think
aggressive,
like,
straight.
Asian,
I wouldn't say straightforward, but sort of straightforward.
I think it's
and a bit rude.
To like
pressuring the child or the staff
to do better.
Yeah.
And like after that, I moved to Malaysia and teacher was so kind. Like, I was surprised because I don't think the teacher could be that kind.
Because it's a private school. If it's a government school.
I used to like study in government school in Vietnam and teacher there. Yeah. So.
That's the difference.
There's a difference. Yeah, there is a difference.
For
as well.
The international school, like they are more patient, I think.
I observed that as well because like moving from Thailand to Australia, that was the case for me as well. Can't remember the last time someone called me stupid. Must have happened. It must have happened when I was young too, but I can't
you
remember.
You just can't recall it. Right?
Yeah, those are toxic feedback. Don't remember. It's not good for you. So what about you as a producer? The kind of feedback that you would expect from your boss, what would they be?
Because we have to be very careful every time we're on air. We have to like double check everything. But sometimes mishap happen, always happen. If not the script, it's the visual. If not the visual, it's the reader, you know. But as someone who was given the responsibility to run the news, I usually like, if there is a mistake, I'm okay. I will handle it personally with my boss. And I'll just say, I'm sorry, I did this, not like intentionally, but it's just an accident, right? And I'll be more very, very, very careful the next time. So I won't repeat the same mistake. But I don't like giving the, you know, like putting it on somebody else. It's me, it's me, it's my fault. I'm the one who's responsible. So I won't like attack the reader. I won't attack the studio director or anyone. So it's just on me. That's on me. So I will personally answer to my boss if anything happens. And also like if like let's say to give out feedback, let's say to my reader or to the other teammates, I will just usually like I just take them to somewhere private and personally talk to them.
Yeah, that's important as well. Like make sure you don't embarrass
bubble.
Them.
Yeah.
Should that be in front of everyone?
Yeah, it shouldn't be in front of everyone. It's just say, okay, I think you said this wrong. It should be this. You know, like sometimes usually the name in sports, right? They have like Italian name, French name, Swedish name. They were like, the spelling is different, but the pronunciation is
It's
way different, right? Like, let's say Bjork, right? But the spelling is B-J-O-R-K, but you pronounce it Bjork, right? And sometimes the reader will read it as Bjork.
Pronouncing the J.
Yeah. So I just take them like, okay, so I think you did this wrong. It's pronounced as this Bjork, right? So next time, be more very careful. Or if you don't understand anything, just call me. You know, right? I'll be always be at the desk.
Yeah, that's the standard.
Yeah.
That's so, a proper way of doing it.
Yeah. Sometimes I do when I'm having a bad day, like really, really bad day, and I kind of sleep, you know? Like, I'm human. I did mistakes also, right?
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, I kind of sleep. I kind of let my anger take over me. But what I'll do is, like, if let's say I met at this person, right? And I, like, accidentally slipped out some bad word. And then I was like,
scolded them instead of giving feedback.
Once I shouted at my teammate in front of the whole floor.
Oh, wow.
Because he came in late, right? And the news is about to on air, and I have to handle everything by myself because there were just two of us at that time, right? I accidentally shouted at him. I was late. And I give him time, like 1 hour or two, and then I just met him and said, I'm sorry, right? I'm just trying to make sure that there's no
correct your mistakes. Yeah.
Because this is I'm the producer of the day. So if anything happens, it's on me, it's not on you. Right. And then like we kind of like maybe it's kind of like a guy thing. You know, it's easy for us to reconcile.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's how I do it. I don't really like bad. I don't really like bad vibes at the office, you know, like
me too. Nobody likes it, man.
Yeah, because we want to be like come to the office cheerful, you know, like happy.
What about you, John? So, like what do you find useful or what do you expect?
So they say that newsrooms in the Philippines are chaotic. They're shouting. There are object flying everywhere. But that's what my expectation before entering the news, the news department. So when I applied to this job, everything is not that chaotic, not that very newsroom vibes. Because we have very calm boss. So in giving feedback, I think she does it with intent that is she's clear on what's wrong and what you need to work on more, and she's clear on that. So and for me, I thrive on calm discussion. So I thrive in receiving feedback that is calm, useful, and really clear on what should I work more on as a team lead. So the other way around, when giving feedback, I like to point out to this person that he's lacking on this part and he needs to work on this. And I like to give a certain period so that I can see the improvement of his work and stuff. But I do it in a way that I support him. Like, I give him many direction and what she should improve and what he should more work on. So it's kind of like that. So I learned that giving feedback is, you know, the intent is not to harm you or not to destroy your personality. It's just that you have to work on something more.
Like, if it's kind of toxic, you can tell right away. The ability to distinguish between toxic feedback and useful feedback is very important as at work as well. And one thing I think I find useful is that for the person who needs to give you feedback, giving them information about what you're dealing with, like the work that you are doing and the struggles that you have, also help them in shaping their feedback and criticism to guide you towards the right direction. Like, if they have more information about the issues, then that tend to be more useful advices. That's what I find with my boss. So he's very patient and he spends a lot of time listening before giving feedback.
For example, in social media, our team, like Facebook, it doesn't work well. So our boss will say, like, your productivity, your production rate is dropping this week. That's why our engagement rate is low this week. So what she tells us is to improve more or produce more more cards, more natives on social media. And when we do it, we track it. And we can see that our number is going up because we improve our production rate like that.
Is it like mostly weekly feedbacks?
Kind of like bi-weekly. The first of the week,
personal feedback.
Yeah, first of the week and then end of the week.
You have a very dedicated boss.
Yeah, but when she's in the Philippines, so when she's out, her second in command is our managing editor. She's the one handling stuff.
How is she? How is she? The managing director.
She's also good. They live south of Metro Manila, and I'm from the south also. Carpool on her car going home.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, be nice to your boss.
So Mace, this is your last year, right? Finishing the intern, and then you have to look for a job.
Congratulations, Maze.
Welcome to the adult world.
This is not related to the topic that we're discussing today, but I was wondering, for young people like you who study media and communications, what kind of desirable workplace, like, generally for people your age? I'm just wondering.
The environment.
How do we attract young people to our team?
I think, like, one of my professor said before, like, he's a teacher of the actress and actor in Thailand. He acting coach, and he told me that the problem of the young generation now is, like, they are too soft and too shy. Like,
do you feel that way?
Yeah,
you agree?
I think, like, I'm also the same. And he said, like, the young generation, they all, like, mostly very introverts. So I think the perfect environment, workplace, like, freelance or, like, home. Work at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or hybrid.
Isn't that the trend?
I think hybrids work too.
Yeah.
I think like only like work at home.
Okay. Yeah. Mace doesn't want to commute.
She's staying so far from here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah
not really, but like sometime, like when I went university, I don't know like how it will be in the real life, but when I went university and work with my classmate, the other team, so many trouble. We fight a lot.
But fixing troubles,
and it's hard to work as a team.
Fixing troubles when you're work from home, it's kind of like you cannot.
I think it's a lot harder.
You can't know what this person is thinking if you're just talking to him by email, or it's more of like miscommunication.
Because he may wrote one thing, and you may take it as another.
Yeah, that happens.
That's why our boss, the owner of our company, wants us to work 3 times a day in the office.
Three times a day. Wow, I don't mean that.
But yeah, we're 3 times a week hybrid now because their justification is for people to have like camaraderie and to meet like each other. Because before that, we only worked twice a week. So
I think there's a point in that, right?
Yeah.
Like
conflict resolution and stuff.
But
the thing is, it's really hard to navigate the nation's capital in the Philippines. It's the traffic and stuff. So many people are, many in our company is resisting it. It's basically the new rule now. So we have to work 3 times a week.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
At TPS, we have to come in 5 days a week. Every day.
Sometimes I get me 6 days a week.
6 days?
Yeah,
because you have to work during, if you have duty on weekdays.
Yeah, I don't really have public holidays.
Oh, you?
Yeah, no.
Because I work as a chief. Scheduled programs.
Yes.
You have to go on a...
And sometimes I have to cover other people who like MC or, you know, taking leaves.
Sik is rich because he's got a lot of overtime pay.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. There's no overtime pay for me.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because in government sector.
Yeah, it's fixed, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's a grade. Like I'm at the executive grade where I have to do extra work without extra pay.
That's a bit annoying.
Yeah,
working on our day offs in the Philippines is double pay. So if I get paid like 2,000 baht per day, I'm gonna get 4,000. if I work on my holiday,
man,
or my weekend. So I tend to get more weekend duties weekend off, or if I need money. So I'm gonna cover this.
So you don't mind it, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's
as you can work from home.
It's from home. Yeah. So.
There you go. There's a tip, Mace. Before you sign up for a job, make sure you get holiday pay.
Yeah. The benefits, the insurance, the health insurance.
Yeah, everything.
Mace wants to work from home.
She wants like digital nomad because Thailand has digital nomad visa, right?
Yeah.
You should look into that. So,
like, yeah, you can work here like while you're in Koh Samui.
I've actually got a friend who is a digital nomad. Like he did it for a while, like for 2 years. Mm. And he travels a lot. Like he goes to Bali.
That's the life.
All the places that he posts on Instagram as a writer seems like people are jealous. But he says it gets exhausting after like a few years doing it, because you're always thinking of where to go next. And you can't have that much stuff to carry along with you, so he's only got a few shirts going places, so that's like, it's a bit limited.
It's a bit tiring also.
Yeah, it's a bit tiring as well, traveling around all the time. But anyway, from constructive feedback to digital nomading. That's quite interesting. I guess that's it for this show, everyone. Thank you so much for your...
I want more.
he wants to speak more. Can we go more?
Yeah, but anyway, thank you so much, all you listeners out there. I hope you like our show. If you do like the show, then like the show and share it. As well, thank you to Mace, our special guest.
See you next week.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Have a good week.
Have a good week. Bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye.